This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline, public comments needed for the scope of Sandia National Laboratory's site-wide environmental impact statement. CCNS has prepared sample public comments you can modify about the scope of a new draft site-wide environmental impact statement for Sandia National Laboratories in New Mexico. Comments may be submitted electronically to snl-sweis@nnsa.doe.gov through Monday, June 5, 2023. Representatives of the National Nuclear Security Administration, NNSA, which operates Sandia, said they expect the SWIS process under the National Environmental Policy Act, NEPA, will take approximately 2.5 years. The draft SWIS may be released for public comment in 2024, with the final statement available in 2025 and the record of decision released in 2026. Sandia says its analysis will cover the next 15 years of operations. Normally, a SWIS covers 10 years of operations. The most recent Sandia SWIS was completed in 1999, which figures critically in the scope of the new one now being drafted. While there are Sandia facilities in California, Hawaii, Nevada, and other locations, this SWIS is limited to operations in New Mexico, mostly located in the Albuquerque metro area. NEPA requires a wide range of environmental analysis of impacts from routine to emergency operations. These include impacts of climate change, impacts on cultural resources and environmental justice, and socioeconomic impacts on affected communities, among others. Under NEPA, federal agencies propose alternatives for analysis, beginning with an alternative for no action in the situation as it stands to the preferred alternative. Sandia's proposed no-action alternative provides a benchmark for comparison with the other alternatives. Sandia proposes a modernized operations alternative. It includes construction of new facilities to replace aging facilities, upgrades to existing facilities and infrastructure, and decontamination, decommissioning, and demolition projects. Sandia's preferred alternative includes the modernized operations alternative, an expansion of its operations and missions, quote, to respond to further national security challenges and meet increasing requirements, end quote. These include construction and operation of the Combined Radiation Environments for Survivability Testing, CREST, facility. The CREST would replace the annular core research reactor and aging test reactor. Sandia also proposes to construct a next-generation pulsed power facility for testing nuclear weapons in hostile environments. This facility would produce large X-ray and neutron outputs. Importantly, Sandia is located within the Kirtland Air Force Base to the southeast of Albuquerque. Sandia is approximately 16,000 acres and contains about 900 buildings of approximately 7 million square feet. The southern boundary is the Pueblo of Isleta. The eastern boundary is U.S. Forest Service land, and the northern and western boundaries are the city of Albuquerque. This has been the CCNS News Update. To download the sample comment letter, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.